Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 14th day in May 2025. Open your hand to receive these prayers and be saying, Amen, I receive it. I prophesy, may your life and things receive grace after the order of Queen Esther and King David. I'm hearing and seeing two words, glory and beauty. Exodus 28 verse 2 says, And thou shalt make holy garment for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. I prophesy, may God wear on you garment of glory and beauty. You shall look beautiful and smell nicely before your benefactors and destiny helpers. Who is this? You lost or misplaced something that is very precious to you, a key, a document, a certificate, your passport, money, something important. Stretch out your right hand. You will locate that thing soon. It shall be found. Whoever is holding it shall bring it to you. Suddenly you will remember where you placed it. Your eyes shall flash there and you will see it. The strong anointing of lost and found on this commission is hereby activated in your favor. Let us know when it is found or returned. It shall surely be found. Take the May anointing oil with you, all listeners. Anoint yourself and say, I prophesy supernatural increase on my life. Say it three times. It will happen. You will witness strange increase in all you do. Anyone that desire a major door to open for you, you desire a shift, a turnaround, a change of status, no matter how difficult it seems initially. Now, things will shift in your favor, in your daughter's, in your spouse, in your business, and your ministry, and the country where you are, then do this. Fast this Friday till either 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. Describe the door, the shift, and the turnaround you desire to God in prayer. After praying in your understanding, describing the miracle you desire, pray in tongues, in the spirit, if you can, for 30 minutes nonstop. Lock up yourself somewhere. Then sow a serious battle seed that will pain you. Yes, a painful sacrificial battle seed to God. What is not painful cannot be gainful. So pray, fast, make sacrifice, and watch what God will make happen. And if you have a serious health challenge, do the same. May 14th celebrant, open your hand for prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark May 14 yearly in good health, in high spirit, and in divine favor. Say amen. Now, let's share knowledge and wisdom. First issue today. This is from the beneficiary of the 200,000 naira that a TPGF member sent. Calvary greetings. TPGF, I've come to say a very big thank you for the financial assistance I got for the debt I am owing. It is indeed a very big relief. TPGF is indeed a loving family. May the Lord bless our Daddy Femi Emmanuel and bless all of us, especially the donor. Thank you in Jesus' name. Wow. Once again, thank you, donor. But as I said, she is owing 1 million naira. Somebody has sent 200,000. All other kind-hearted people that want to see her through this, please send whatever you can to let us pay off the balance for her. Use Turning Point Welfare Account in Zenith Bank, account number 101-723-8378. Thank you, donors, in advance. Next, Calvary greetings to you, sir. There is this belief and practice in some churches that tithe exclusively belong to the founder or the general overseer or pastor, Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. And therefore, he has exclusive rights to spend it as the way he pleases. Other financial expenses in the church has to be paid through the offerings or other forms of fundraising by church members. What is the position of the Bible on this and your own take on it, sir? Wow. The clearest scripture on tithe is in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, which you also quoted. It clearly stated what tithe is, a tenth in our income. Where it is to be taken to, he said, my house, which is either the church, a mission, or a commission, such as this, then what it is for. propagation of the gospel, then taking care of the less privileged, like the widows, orphans, the aged. Tithe is not meant for the general overseer, church founder, or pastors. Those who say it is for Levites and that they are the Levites are insincere. We are not Levites in the mode of the Old Testament Levites that are forbidden of doing any job or earning any income. Oh, they were to be priests in the temple, burning incense, and other duties in the temple. The other 11 tribes work and pay tithe in order to sustain the Levites. We are not Levites in the Old Testament fashion. We go to preach and take honorariums. Many of us work and we have investments. We write books, we sell them and make money. So any GO, church founder, apostle, bishop that says is a Levite and the tithe of the church members belong to him is lying. It's not serious. Pastors should be well remunerated and taken care of by the church from the church income. Oh, we should not allow any pastor to suffer, especially those that are working well. But not that members should pay their tithe directly to pastor, and it is exclusively his own. That is wrong. That's my take on this, and I've said so many times. Today's pastors, including me, we are not the same as the tribe of Levites in the Old Testament. Next, this is response by our media department to the request for MoMo account for Ghanaian members and TPGF titers in Ghana. Registering for a MoMo account requires a Ghanaian MTN number that has not been possible since we don't have a physical presence in Ghana. However, you can make your donation in US dollars through our PayPal or MTN or GTB or Naira with the newly included payment method in payment information. Please are called the squad by GTB Bank. Please chat with our number +234 809 789 4000 to get the payment information and open the squad link to securely do an online transfer. Let all of us take notes and act on this information. Next, good morning, Daddy Femi. Now, and my question, how can one stop an addiction that has eaten deeply into him or her? Wow. Addiction comes in a subtle manner and makes a caricature, a slave of its victim. The best thing is to stop addiction or not allow it. But if one has become addicted, then it will take a warfare prayer strategies, as we have taught it on this platform. Google for Bible verses against bondage, addiction, obsession, list them out, and engage them in warfare prayers. It will not go easily. Make a fast one day a week, and back it up with battle seed again and again. It will not leave immediately. But if you persist long enough, addiction will leave you. Next, good morning, sir. Please explain Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22 to 29 to me. Thank you, sir. Wow, this scripture is still referring to tithe, Levites. Just as I have explained, Levites is the tribe in Israel to which tithes are paid to because they are not allowed to do any other thing. The scripture you refer to spoke about farm produce, spoke about animals. We are not herdsmen. Those people the Bible talked about were farmers and herdsmen, and they were given instruction of what to do with the Levites that were not working. That is for them. It is not for us today. What is relevant to us today is Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. We shall build more on this tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. As announced yesterday, today is the prayer mountain service in our Abuja Center. Telephone numbers for more inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain service in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kuluba, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt. Two services tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Be there. prayer focus on prayer mountain this week is presenting our families before God. Come and stand in the gap for your family members and bring all of them. Pay your tithe and sow your seed as we daily encourage. It is our covenant work with God as long as we live. Do it persistently. Do it committedly. Do it devotedly. I prophesy. You are blessed. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel, TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.